Ready to dissect divisional weekend, Keith?
Oh, let's pick it apart.
The autopsy of the divisional round, Jones.
It's good.
They're down to four teams in the league.
Good picking. It was a good weekend.
It was a really good weekend. Every game gave you a little something. There was no just out-and-out useless game. Some were better than others, obviously. Storylines aplenty. But yeah, it was good football. Good weather games, too. Throw a little weather game.
Yeah.
You like a game when it's cold?
Well,
I like seeing the breath.
I do like that. I like the visual of the snow on the field, like in that Philly game, and even to a degree Buffalo last night.
Yeah.
I also like a lot of offense. Like I don't like when the weather impacts the points and the offenses. I don't really like that.
No, that's a good point. The best game had no weather.
It's not really. Yeah, exactly. It's not true. Really the defense is doing anything. It's just the weather is doing something, which is different at least. And I get people who like weather games, but yeah, I like offense and points, and I'm a simpleton, and I like shiny objects.
Points.
Yeah, I mean, it's just when it impacts that, it kind of gets in the way. But the visual of it's cool. The breath.
Breath.
I underscored the breath.
Man, it must be cold there. I can see their breath.
I saw a lot of my breath this morning.
Did you?
Shoveling out.
Oh, yeah, same.
How are you up north? You got a lot more here? It wasn't terrible here.
4 inches, maybe. Which,
nice.
When used effectively. No, I thought it was maybe 4 or 5. Like, I, you know what was nice?
What's that now?
This happens every once in a while with me. So I feel like if you're out there shoveling your driveway while the plow comes by, every once in a while the plow does you like a solid. Because like,
they'll come in and
they'll clean up a little bit.
Through. Yeah.
So it kind of cleans up a little bit like the front.
Sure.
But if you're not out there, they just bury it and bury it and bury it. And you go out there and you're like 10 feet of snow.
Yeah. There's the Great Wall of China out there
luckily,
at the end of my driveway. Yeah.
I was out there. I had to dig out first because my wife left for work even before I did. So I'm out there shoveling like a maniac. And then the plow guy gave me a little, didn't like clean it up, but he helped me out. So that sped up the process.
Must have been a Celtics fan plow driver, not a Bruins fan.
For sure. My mailbox still up. It's in the bucket, but it's still up.
Okay.
And it wasn't too bad.
We'll get to both of those loser teams coming up, Celtics and
Bruins.
What
a weekend for those guys.
In just a little bit with all your phone calls. 617-779-7937. That's your phone and text number here for Jones and Keefe. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe on Twitch. You can watch along and chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on there.
Oh, yeah.
And on YouTube, subscribe to WEEI. Let's start with the Ravens and the Bills. I think it was the most anticipated game of the weekend. One of the closer finishes of the weekend. And there are huge stakes to it with Josh Allen now back in an AFC title game against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Chiefs trying to three-peat. We get, I think, the fourth playoff matchup, right? Between the Bills and the Chiefs, if I'm not mistaken. So another rematch between Mahomes and Allen, which we'll get to. Do you think the Bills won that game, the Bills were clearly the better team, or did the Ravens choke it away?
I think the Ravens ended up choking it away. I think the Bills had a solid first half. You know, Josh Allen running in. They weren't playing amazing. And the Ravens, you know, Lamar Jackson had the bad pick, the fumble. But then they started to turn things on a little bit in the second half, and it looked like even though they were trailing on the scoreboard, it felt like the momentum had changed. It felt like the Ravens were actually going to end up winning the game. You know, Derrick Henry got going a little bit. Justice Hill had some good runs. And Mark Andrews just killed him. And I know in the post game they're saying all the right things, and you got to be a good teammate. But no, one guy lost in the game. That guy's name is Mark Andrews. He was so bad. And it reminds me, were the Ravens on the season opener game?
Yeah, I feel like, against the Chiefs. Yeah.
And he was terrible in that game. Remember? Mark Andrews
bad. Yeah, was like, did he even have a catch? You're right. He was terrible in that
first game.
He might
have had no catch. He might even had a drop. And I know they held up the graphic that he hadn't fumbled since 2019. So I know he's not like a fumble guy, but he fumbled in this one. He had a drop, and then he had an unbelievable drop on the two-point conversion. Like, in his hands from 2 yards away, not a bullet. Can't really blame the weather for that. The defense wasn't there. There was a good play call. Wide open and drops it. So, like, on the one hand, as a human, you might feel bad for him. As, like, a sports fan, though, you're like, how can that possibly be? So, because I feel like, let's play it out this way. If they go for two, or I'm sorry, if they complete the two-point conversion, I think they win the game.
Oh, I don't. They left way too much time for Josh Allen.
Yeah, it was
a
buck 44.
133, I thought, but I can double-check it. I thought they...
Bills weren't exactly lighting it up in the second half,
though. They weren't, but... A minute and a half left with Josh Allen at the end of the game when he's got four downs if they want it.
Yeah.
I mean, I this is why I go a little beyond Mark Andrews, who was terrible in that game. Andrews had the fumble. It was brutal. Great play by the Buffalo defensive back. But and a horrible, horrible drop. But I do go a little beyond that. I'm projecting. I'm trying to guess what would have happened. Mm. We don't know what would have happened. Mm-mm. But I think Allen gets him at least in field goal range. Bassett already boomed a 50-yarder.
Drill it.
I thought was moronic. They attempted that. I'm like, this is so stupid. Huge. They're kicking a 51-yarder.
I know.
Hey, drilled it. Jay Feely talked me out of it. That's what I blame Jay Feely.
Jay Feely, kicking correspondent.
For talking me out of it on the scene there. I don't know what he's good for, what he's saying, don't kick this, and then the guy drills it. But, yeah, Lamar's turnovers killed him early in the game. So this is what I have trouble squaring away is, you know, Lamar had more passing yards. He was more accurate. He had the touchdowns. Josh Allen threw for none. He ran for two.
Mm-hmm.
He had the better rating. You know, he was better on the ground. I mean, he didn't score as many touchdowns, but he was better overall on the ground. Like, you look at the statistics and you go, Lamar Jackson greater than Josh Allen. But then, I mean, well, A, Josh Allen's team won. But B, Lamar had a couple of that pick was brutal. The fumble maybe was worse. And I'm not going to let Lamar off the hook for those things. He was great on that final drive, and he was great getting him back into the game. And the numbers overall look fine and certainly better than Josh Allen.
Yeah.
But those turnovers early in the game killed him, and that's why they were behind.
Yeah, the pick was horrible. Like, that was one of those ones where you blame the receiver, you blame something else. That was just terrible. What about them going for two when they did originally, when they tried to tie it in the third quarter, the Ravens?
I didn't have an issue with that.
I mean,
it ended up them needing to chase a two-point conversion at the end of the game, but I didn't have a problem with that.
So I think my bigger problem was,
I thought you liked going for two.
In the fourth quarter. I always go in the fourth quarter. I'm also a big just score points. Now, maybe the weather had a factor there, and they didn't think there was going to be as many points. But because of stuff like this, or if you hold them to two field goals in the next two possessions, well, now you're down by seven. And then all of a sudden, you know, like, you play right back into it. I love going for two. Don't get me wrong, but fourth quarter. Fourth quarter, do the math, kind of figure all that out. Third quarter, I probably wouldn't have gone for two. And if I did, you have Derrick Henry back there. You have a 300-pound fullback and a 260-pound running back, and they don't do any of that. They end up kind of like running around, like throwing it. I was like, so I didn't love the play call there. They ended up throwing it on the second two-point conversion, which they should have actually completed. But I thought the play call was bad. I thought the decision I didn't love. It ended up obviously coming back to bite them. But even non-revisionist history, I usually save it, especially if you think there's going to be more points to be scored from both teams. I would just save the two-point tries to the fourth.
So you think the Ravens choked it away more than the Bills won it?
Yeah, I thought they made a couple of dumb decisions, you know, whether you want to say the play call or those things, and then just Mark Andrews himself, because I think they had taken away momentum. You saw the Bills did a pretty good job stopping Derrick Henry in the first half. Second half, not so much. So if they just kind of relied on that a little bit more, I think they should have won the game. The way things flipped there in the second half. Sitting there at, 21-10 at the half, whatever it was, you're like, well, the Bills are going to win this. It's going to be Allen Mahomes again. But the response by the Ravens in the third quarter was really good, to the point where I was like, the Ravens are going to win this game. Like, I was back and forth.
So you can jump in on this. Did the Bills win the game, or did the Ravens choke it away? I would tend to agree with Keith. It was more of a choke job by Baltimore. Mark Andrews and even Lamar Jackson, I'm not letting him off the hook for those turnovers. I would lean that way. That would inform this next question. Is it the Bills' year? Like, they're back in the AFC title game. I think they're a 1.5-point dog, I think.
I saw a pick them in one place.
Okay.
Which I think is the way to do it. It should be a pick. I don't think either team should be getting points.
You don't think the Chiefs should be favored? I definitely think the Chiefs should be favored. Kansas City is a 1-point favorite, is what I see right now.
Oh, they are? Okay.
So I'm sorry. I lied. It opened at 1. It's 1.5.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. No, I mean, I think it's one of those things where I could see why the Chiefs would have been a dog, just the way they've played all season. I know they only have one real loss, but the way they played in the game against Houston versus the real challenge that Buffalo had in overcoming a team like Baltimore, it feels like it could be their year, but then again, you got Patrick Mahomes standing in your way. How many times probably did the Chargers or the Steelers or the Colts think it was their year, and then you got Tom Brady? Like, yeah, it might be your year, but unfortunately, it can't be because you're going up against the greatest of all time. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, we'll get into the Lions game coming up, but it felt like the Lions, hey, maybe it's their year, not their year.
No.
Like, there is something about these franchises that they can't shake some of their history. So, yeah, this season, the way it was playing out, the Bills, you're like, maybe it will be their year, but lo and behold, you have Patrick Mahomes standing in the way again.
So Mahomes is 3-0 head-to-head with Josh Allen in the postseason. They played in 20. 21 is when they had the fantastic divisional
round game.
And then last year in the postseason, he's 3-0 head-to-head with Josh Allen. Allen's 4-1 in the regular season, including a win this year.
Yeah.
you do think at some point that has to give, right? Like Buffalo has shown they can beat Kansas City.
Yeah.
At some point, that has to flip.
At some point, the Toronto Maple Leafs will win a game in the postseason, right?
Okay, bad example. But at some point, you knew Peyton Manning was going to break through against the Patriots. Yeah. That wasn't going to happen forever.
Yeah.
And so, is this the year that happens?
Well, so is it more this is Allen's best team out of this group, or is it maybe Mahomes' worst team? Like, I think maybe that's how you kind of look at it. It's probably Mahomes' worst offense that he's going head-to-head with Josh Allen. But, I mean, Mahomes has, I would say, the advantage defensively. I think Mahomes has a better group to lean on. Like, when he's off the field, the Chiefs are still really good. When Allen's off the field, I'm not as sure. Right? Like, I think the Chiefs, even though they don't have the highest scoring offense in the league by a long shot, I think they can still find ways to beat the Bills' defense.
So you can jump in on this. We're starting with that game last night, the most anticipated game of the weekend, the closest finish of the weekend. Bills are back in the AFC title game with a 27-25 victory over the Ravens. 617-779-7937. That's your phone number and your text line. Did the Ravens choke it away? Did the Bills win it? Is this Buffalo's year? Can they break through against Kansas City? We'll get to the Chiefs as well. Back in the AFC title game. 7 times in 7 years for Mahomes.
Not bad.
On the verge, it feels like, of a three-peat. So that's going to be in your face, Patriots fans. And, of course, Mahomes flopping around. The refs siding with the Chiefs. It's going to be tough to beat the Chiefs at Arrowhead when they have the refs in their back pocket,
that's
Keith. I know
true.
A lot of Patriots fans feel that way.
The 12th man.
Saquon Barkley bringing the running back back. So we'll get to that later on. Plus, Jaden Daniels still alive, breaking through, knocking off the Lions, as Keith referenced.
Mm-hmm.
And what sort of lessons the Patriots can learn. They drafted one pick after the Commanders and Jaden Daniels. The Commanders are in the NFC title game,
man.
And you were among the worst teams in the NFL. What'd you do wrong? What can we learn? Plus, we can get to Ben Johnson as well. Rough day for him. With all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. A reminder, WEEI's coverage of the football postseason is brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. Text here at 617-779-7937.
Yes.
Mark Andrews is now the Bill Buckner of Ravens history.
I believe it.
Is it that bad?
I think it is.
It's that bad?
Well, so I actually thought about
worse
that.
Worse than Billy Cundiff?
I thought about the exact same comparison. Ooh. As Buckner, because the difference, I guess, would be Buckner is World Series. This is the divisional round. If this happened in the Super Bowl, no doubt.
Yeah.
If it happened in the conference championship, maybe. I think because the stakes were a little bit lower. Now, it's still a massive game, and, you know, you're competing for a chance to go to the conference championship game. Same idea, though, because the game's not over if he makes the play, but you're the absolute goat in the bad way for not making the play. And it was just so, like, everybody points to Buckner being like, hey, it's a routine grounder to first. Although, when you watch it, I don't know if it's the most routine. But anyway, we don't need to relitigate
bad
that.
Bad knees. The guy had bad knees.
Oh, he shouldn't have been out there,
yeah,
Jones. Shouldn't have been out there, for God's sake.
Get him out of there.
What
ice
the hell
those
was
knees.
Going on?
What
that
were they
inning
doing?
Was a meltdown. No, we don't need to relive the 86 World Series. But I did think the same thing. You're like, all right, one play. You know, Tony Romo fumbling the extra point, remember, years ago, back when Tony Romo was the placeholder for the Cowboys. Like, certain plays like that, which... Yeah, I think Romo, even on the call, was like, oh, he catches that 999 times out of 1,000. You're like, all right, well, he dropped that one. And, yeah, that's bad. I'd put that up there.
The texter's also saying, I'd like the league to look into Mark Andrews' DraftKings account.
Something's up with
it
that.
Because it wasn't just the drop. That fumble was brutal as well.
Horrible fumble. And he had a drop earlier in the game. Like, he did not seem like he was in it to win it.
No. So, again, you see what Baltimore was able to do this year.
Yeah.
You see what the Bills were able to do. You wonder if Buffalo kind of has it all going for them. I was admittedly, and this was, we have stakes in this, Keith, mm-hmm. Allen versus Lamar, who should win MVP. I did expect a little more out of Josh Allen in that game last night. Like he's overwhelming as a runner. And, you know, he is a guy when the game's on the line, it's 3rd-and-1, it's a 4th-and-2. I thought they did a good job on the broadcast last night, Romo, to his credit.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Romo was decent yesterday. Brady, actually, we can get to this later on. I thought Brady actually had a fantastic day.
Pretty good. I know.
Now, maybe it's because my expectations are so low because he's been so bad.
Yeah.
But Brady had a really good night,
and
I thought.
He's like, I only have to do 2 more of these.
he's like, the end's in sight.
Yeah, yeah.
So we can get to Brady later on. But Romo, I thought, was right. Like, and it's the cheapest play in sports, but you line up Josh Allen twice, tush push, who's stopping that?
Oh, how about the Mark Andrews tush push? You like that one?
Yeah, that was one that worked out for Mark Andrews.
Mark Andrews actually picked up a first down on that.
I like it a little better when it's not a quarterback out there, being pushed by, you know, some 250-pound guy behind him.
Forward.
But No, he's so...
No, he wasn't, like, amazing by any stretch.
He wasn't. He's so overwhelming as a runner. I that's a guy that I just trust in big spots. I don't feel like... And maybe I have the 2021 divisional round game where he and Mahomes... I was looking back at that game. I was watching highlights and looking over the box score of that game. The final 2 minutes, the score changed like four different times.
That was like Baker Mayfield, Mahomes from college. Like, yeah. It was just like zing, zing, zing,
I remembered the final back and forth, like the final exchange where Allen scored and then Mahomes scored in 13 seconds or whatever. Yeah. Well, I remembered that.
Yeah.
I forgot how much that final 2 minutes was a back and forth where it's Gabe Davis of all people, and then it's Tyreek Hill, mm-hmm. and then it's Gabe Davis again, and then it's a big play to Hill, a big play to Kelsey, a game-tying field goal. They win it in overtime with a touchdown to Kelsey. I forgot about that. He's a guy I just trust in those big moments. So
yeah.
He wasn't great. It wasn't his best day. You're going to need more against Kansas City. But you do start to wonder if that's going to flip soon, the Bills and the Chiefs, because it's been so one-sided for so long. And the Bills in the regular season are able to knock him out. You do need more out of Allen, to state the obvious.
Yeah.
But I wonder if that's about to flip.
You know, does he have enough around him, I guess, would be the question, too. Obviously, to get to this point, he does. But to win these final two games...
Right.
James Cook is good. James Cook's really good.
Is James Cook and Khalil Shakir, is that enough?
It's a lot. I mean, it leaves a little
Amari Cooper
to be desired.
Is invisible in these games.
Cooper blows. Like, Cooper might as well not be on the team. Like, when do you even notice him? He ran the one route. I'm convinced he ran the wrong route.
That's the only play I know. I know what you're talking about. That's the only play I noticed him.
Even Romo's like, good, like, you know, defense. I'm like, good defense. Like, the guy just, like, I think he was lost. I bet he didn't even know the play.
And he was begging for a flag.
So you have Curtis Samuel is good for, like, one play every couple weeks. Shakir's not bad. Keon Coleman, maybe. The two tight ends he throws to. It's an underwhelming group. Like, he has to really kind of carry them. I think James Cook, even though I think he ran for like 3.9 yards a carry yesterday, but he's somebody, and he was 1,000-yard back the year before, but the big difference...
Touchdowns.
He's a touchdown machine this year. He wasn't the year before. So he could take some of the pressure off of Josh Allen, so it's not literally a one-man attack for Buffalo. But I don't know. Then you look at Kansas City... They're not as flashy, but Travis Kelce's still going to make a play. Kareem Hunt's still going to make a play.
This is the thing. You've been calling Kelce washed all year.
Yeah. No, I know.
This
not
is
now
when
he isn't.
This is when he shows up.
Yeah, right.
He's got your girl, Caitlin Clark.
Oh, wow. What a power booth that was.
And Swifty.
Yeah, that's hard to beat.
I mean, that's going to be, plus the refs on their side. So you're going to have to deal with that as well.
And the whites. Okay. Got all the whites on their side
that's
now.
That's true.
Clark, a lot of honkies in here.
Oh, man.
Caitlin Clark
is just, she's got a specific fan base.
Mm-hmm.
617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. All your divisional round thoughts. We're starting with the Bills and the Ravens. Did the Ravens choke it away? Did the Bills win it? Is this Buffalo's year? I want to get into the Chiefs. You can't possibly be rooting for Kansas City. I know you're not, Keith.
No, I'm not.
I mean, you out there. You can't possibly be rooting for Kansas City against the Patriots' divisional opponent in Buffalo. You can't possibly hate the Bills more than the Chiefs. So we're all Buffalo fans this weekend. They're going for their three-peat. Mahomes in his seventh straight AFC title game. Do they get it done? And do they get it done because of the refs? I know a lot of you want to talk about it. We'll get to the Mahomes flopping. We'll get to the bad calls on Saturday against Houston with all your thoughts right after Trending with Billy Lane.